apologies, everyone. The chair made a stupid move. So let's see who's here, I guess.
So we're not really adjourning?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was tempting to not call back.
Oh, man, was it.
Roger. Roger, are you here?
Yeah.
What happened,
Marty?
Well,
just grab my email.
Still here.
Did we all get cut off?
Yeah.
All right.
Do we have a quorum? Are we back?
Let's do a roll call.
Yeah.
See who's here.
Wait, no, let me just go down the names. And Dave, Teresa, Henry.
Yes.
Marty.
Yeah.
Obviously. Wait, who do we have so far? Henry and Marty, right?
Right.
Sam. Sonali?
I'm here.
Ray? Ambrose? Miguel?
Yeah.
Roger's here. Kalonji? Sarv? Mark?
Can you get back to me?
Are you here?
You're there.
Comic.
Just stay here. That's six people I have so far. Julie, Vicky, Gerald.
Might have left earlier.
Wendy.
Yes.
Zarina. Alice.
Here.
Carol.
Here.
William.
Here.
That's 10 people I have. Is that correct?
Right.
All right, I move to recess the meeting because we don't have a quorum.
Right.
I moved to recess the meeting, not to adjourn it.
I thought we don't need a quorum. I mean, we need a quorum to start the meeting, but then if people drop off, even if we don't have a quorum, we can technically continue.
I couldn't tell you that.
If I might just say, it's very, very late in New York and D.C.
Oh, that I agree.
People got kicked off the call inadvertently.
Yeah.
Who may not have voluntarily dropped off and may not know that
right.
they can call back in. That has happened before,
right.
where people didn't know they could call back in.
Well, Madam
Chair. So my
Chair.
Motion, if I could complete it, is to recess the meeting for 3 days and meet again at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 3 days hence.
That's in the middle of the grassroots radio conference.
Yeah.
All right. So before it's seconded, let's determine a date to recess to. That would allow
next
us
week.
To just pick up.
We really
things.
Should do that, I think.
How about next week, the 29th, Tuesday the 29th?
Well, you know,
I
the only
on that.
The only concern that I have on that is that there's several issues here because Dan is going to be away where his
right.
input is going to be essential.
Yes.
And
well,
I don't,
what about
I mean,
tomorrow, then? Recess for 24 hours
shoot.
And reconvene at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, when is he
making?
I
can't do that.
Tomorrow.
We have an
tomorrow,
LSD.
We have the WBI has the board meeting tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I mean, is there anything that we haven't done that we can't do between now and the 12th?
I would really like to get the your motion.
Yeah.
Which
motion is that?
That's number 5.
But they already have the salary. That's going to be the big to.
No, it's not.
No, I want to do this. I would love to do this. Motion 5 before.
Can somebody get off and call? I should do it since I screwed.
Well, if you get off, you'll disconnect us all.
That's right. I can't do it. But
so can
call some of the people that to get a quorum and finish some business. And
what do we need? We need
We need to at least deal with this financial resolution
yeah.
because
agreed.
It is very troubling.
We need 12 people, right?
Okay, but
is that correct? A point of information, do we need 12 people for a quorum?
Yeah, we need a majority,
13.
Which is 12.
Which is
12. What is it? 22 of us, right?
Yeah. 22.
So we need,
yeah, we need
more people. We need two more people.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have Henry, Marty, Roger, Sonali, Miguel, Wendy, Alice, Carol, and William.
Okay, I'll call a few. Who do you want me to call?
Do you want to call your fellow New Yorkites there?
All right, Ray.
Ray is the only
is
one.
Is Miguel here? Yeah.
Miguel, you're here, right?
I just want to say again,
yeah,
we don't actually technically need to reform our quorum.
Well, you're right, but because
right.
I wrecked it up, it wasn't that people
right.
popped off.
We just got somebody
right.
else now. Gerald, was that?
That's it.
Oh, yeah, good.
So we need one more person.
Stop
me,
can't run me off.
We need one more. How about calling Dave Adelson up? Is Wendy on?
Yeah,
Dave is on the air.
Is Wendy
me?
Here?
Yeah.
Is Henry here?
Yes.
Henry, how do you stay so quiet the whole time?
Because he's cool.
Zarina's the one who stays quiet the whole time.
And Henry's pretty quiet, too. I admire your patience, Henry.
Oh, good. Maybe you get the...
I'm a martial arts expert, so that's why I am so patient.
Thank you, Henry.
Shall I call Ray? This is Alice. I'll hang up and call Ray, and I'll call you right back.
All right.
Bye.
And I, you know, we don't have... That was one of them FBI moves, y'all. Mark, we don't have Kalonji, Ambrose, or Zarina. I wonder if you could maybe...
See if you can get one of them on.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that and call you back.
All right. I'm so sorry, everybody. I really
all right.
That's all right. That was a Cointelpro move.
Are we missing Sarve?
Yeah,
I think so.
Sarve, are you there?
Do not have Sarve.
I'll call him.
Thank you, William.
All right. And,
you know, Dave should get off the air. He knew we had a board meeting.
Well,
oh,
everybody pointed out we're way, way beyond what we intended to do in terms of time. So
that's right. Tell him, Marty.
Yeah.
You're lucky I don't call for the orders of the day.
Yeah. So that we got out of here pretty quick then. You know, we were sort of stalled out on Alice's number 4.
We were doing really well on it, actually.
Have we got it simple enough now that we could actually do something with it here?
Well, let's hurry and vote before they get back.
Well,
we just got a bunch of
people. Somebody just simplified.
We fixed up paragraph number 2.
The whole thing here is where we got cut off, and since we're not even in the meeting, I'd just like to say something here. We have an elections or a volunteer coordinator who's keeping these records. They have to have some document that gives them a record, because they can't supervise everybody that goes and volunteers here and there.
That's right.
So the last word in that recommendation was that they would certify that they'd done the time. The elections the volunteer coordinator would certify that they'd done the time, and it just seems to me that's the one place where you need the person who supervised their work to sign the slip.
Then they're certifying that somebody signed for them.
Well, here's the deal. I am a listener volunteer. I hear that the LSB Outreach Committee needs people to table at the Gay Pride Parade. I show up, and I table for 7 hours. Gerald is the chair of the committee. He signs my slip of paper certifying I did it.
Right.
And it gets back to the volunteer coordinator, who enters it in the record saying, this volunteer volunteered 7 hours on that day because Gerald Saunders signed it saying he did.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's right. That's it. That's what we agreed to.
Right. This is Roger. At WBAI, I went to the general manager before elections. I go, we don't have any procedure for doing what we're talking about right now. And I made a recommendation that ends up being pretty much what you have here. I said, well, you know, the web volunteer coordinator will hand in their stuff, and the various people from various departments would hand stuff in, which was more of a system than none, and this would formalize it a little bit better. I guess my point is that there wasn't any procedure, and it would be helpful that there was at least something, some sort of guideline.
I don't know. I think this is a small step forward. I think it's useful, but I think you're right.
It was a big deal. No, it was a big deal here.
You override stuff, Roger. You override it too much.
I didn't write this.
Hello,
no.
It's Alice again. I got Kalonji. He's calling back.
Okay.
Thank you.
But Gerald...
I thought you were supposed to call Ray.
Call Ray. There was no answer. I left a message.
A lot of people
are
getting left out.
Right there.
You know, that shouldn't have been.
Hello, this is Zarina, and Mark said he was going to call Kalonji and Ambrose back.
I called Kalonji. He's just joining us.
Okay, and Mark said he will be back in a moment.
Okay.
Great.
I'm sorry,
Zarina. I cut us all off inadvertently.
And I'll be able to bring us up to speed where we left off when you're ready.
It was meant to be cut off, actually. But it's okay.
My wife said, now you're going to run back up there and get back on that call, ain't you? And I said, that's right. I'm being ridiculed in my own house. She thinks I'm obsessed.
Well, I guess I'm back, too.
Okay.
Hi, Colin.
We're going to end this meeting before 10 o'clock, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, T.
Hope so.
Do we have a quorum now?
I think we do.
I'm going to have to put this.
What are you talking about?
Point of information. Seeing as it's going past midnight here in New York, for these minutes, do I have to give two dates now?
Oh, will you quit?
Yes, I think
will you
no,
quit?
No, he doesn't.
Just give it.
We're headquartered in Berkeley.
I have to leave in at least half an hour.
Okay, let's try to move on through here. Okay, so we're still discussing point four, and I wonder if we've got a quorum now.
I believe we do. Could we restate it and vote?
The secretary can bring you back to where we were,
yes,
if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Manning had made an amendment to change the second paragraph in Alice's motion. We accepted it without objection, Williams' amendment to my amendment. Now Spooner is making an amendment to my amendment, basically, that rewrites the second paragraph nicely, and that's where we are right now, considering the Spooner amendment to the amendment, and I can read it for you as to what I have.
Right.
So the second paragraph would read, that a volunteer coordinator will keep records for each volunteer giving the date, time, and location of the work done, and including the signature of the coordinator attesting to the work completed. These records must be made available to the election supervisor and may be validated by the election supervisor in determining eligibility to vote as a listener member.
Beautiful.
Are we cool with that?
Yeah.
Are there any objections to it?
No.
Ooh, all right.
We got it.
Now we're back to the main motion. Or actually,
that wasn't the main motion.
That was the main motion.
It was the
amendment.
Main motion, yeah.
No. This is the amendment to the main motion.
Oh, all right. Now
this is the amendment to my amendment, and now.
Yeah, but it was the way that Alice was reading it. It was like we agree with all the changes.
Well, without objection, can we accept the wording as just read?
No.
We just did.
I thought you were talking about the main motion.
No, now we're back. William's right. The point of order now, we can say that we're back to the main motion as amended.
Okay.
Which is where I object.
All right. Please read the main motion as amended.
The whole thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Resolved that for the purposes of establishing non-staff volunteer membership eligibility for volunteers pursuant to Article 3, Section 1A of the Pacifica Bylaws, such eligibility shall be held by anyone who has volunteered a minimum of 3 hours of service to any Foundation radio station, which work shall be performed under the supervision of the Foundation radio station management, including volunteer work on committees of the local station board. I hope I have this next part. That a volunteer coordinator will keep records for the work of all listener volunteers, giving the date, time, and location of the work done, and including the signature of the coordinator attesting to the work completed. These records must be made available to the election supervisor and may be validated by the election supervisor in determining eligibility to vote as a listener member.
Okay, no. Are there objections to that?
Yes.
Okay, let's call the vote then.
Let's do
there are objections, right?
Right. That means we can't pass it without objections, so we have to go to the vote to record the objections.
This is a point of order I'm sure I have to raise because it's going to make my minutes a lot harder if I don't. But essentially, the Spooner amendment to the amendment that we passed without objection is applying to the Manning amendment, which we should then pass first before we go to the main motion. In other words, it's just like a technicality, but was there any objection to the Manning motion as amended by Spooner?
I'm sorry, but I'm completely lost as to what I amended. I thought what we just read included all the proposed amendments.
I know. I'm backing up a little bit. I'm just posing a technicality that...
We approved all the amendments.
Wait. I hung up, called three people. I just called back, and I don't even recognize this. You've added things.
Actually, we haven't, but...
No.
We changed the second paragraph, Mark, and we stripped out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you added stuff about the LSD and stuff. That wasn't there when I last...
Well, that's the first paragraph. No.
Oh, that's the first you read?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we read the whole thing just now. I don't know whether you heard it, Mark.
Well, can you just take it from that?
I'm just going to
yeah.
say that the Manning motion passed without objection, unless somebody has an objection.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Now we're to the main motion.
We're definitely on the main motion, which
okay.
Alice
right.
will read again.
As amended?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to read it or Roger?
I just need it from that coordinating or whatever
oh.
we said.
Do you want me to do it, Roger?
Yeah, please. Okay.
That a volunteer coordinator will keep records for the work of all listener volunteers, giving the date, time, and location of the work done, and including the signature of the coordinator attesting to the work completed. These records must be made available to the election supervisor and may be validated by the election supervisor in determining eligibility to vote as a listener member.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So that is the same one.
So, yes, it is. Is everyone clear now? So we're going to vote on the main motion.
Yeah.
As amended.
Yep.
Okay, let's have a roll call.
Getting there. Da, 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 da. Okay. Dave? Not there. Teresa?
I'll abstain.
Oh, Dave is abstaining? Okay. Teresa? Henry?
Yes.
Sam? Sam?
He lost him.
Sonali?
Yes.
Ray? Ray? Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel?
Yes.
Manning? Yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv? Mark?
Yes.
Julie? Vicky? Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Give me a beer,
Carol?
Yes.
William?
No.
There's one no, and the rest are yes. One, two,
how many?
Three.
Can you count
yeah,
them?
Yeah, I'm
going to count what we
one. Before I close the vote, Dave abstained, right?
Yeah.
Teresa, Sam, Ray, Vicky, Julie's not here, and that's all the people that I went over and didn't
no,
answer.
No, number four.
Well, okay, so anyway, the count is, the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yes and 1 no. So that
all right,
would be a quorum.
All right, so that
yes.
passes number 4.
Okay.
Okay, now, let's, I just want to go to number 4 briefly on our agenda. As we all know, in Houston, WBAI manager Don Rojas requested mediation assistance. And I have, what I would ask the board is that if you could empower me to check out some mediators in New York and give the board or Don or the executive director and Don or some combination of somebody to, you know, a list, some choices in mediators. And I am looking for... people of color, if possible. I'm trying to find if they're teams or, you know, people's credentials, and I would like to offer two or three options to the board or to the board and Don and Dan. Or I don't know quite how to construct, and since Dan's not here, it's hard to get to that. But I'd like some kind of permission or encouragement to look for people.
Point of information.
Right now.
Can I
ask? Point
yeah.
of information.
Yeah, go ahead, William.
This is Dan's job. It's, and I mean, I don't know how we all interpret his job as board members, but for me, I interpret this to be in his jurisdiction. Unless he's requesting that you do this, it just seems that he's in control of the budget for the station. He knows what, you know, scope that this mediation should take, and it seems that this should be something he's working on. If he's not working on something, he should be delegating to national staff. And has that been pursued yet?
Well, The reason I took up the gauntlet was because Don Rojas asked the board.
That's right.
And so that is why I am responding. And
Madam Chair,
I mean, I did have the floor, Alice.
Can we make an attack on this?
Comment, William, what would you like to say?
I'd just like to end my comments with, I would encourage this board to empower the executive director to do his job, and if he can't do it, then just step in. And I think that that's what our role is. I'm done.
Okay,
thank
Marnie,
you.
Can I say something?
Yes, go ahead, Joe.
I wanted to say this. I want the executive director to do his job also, but I think there's nothing wrong with you as the chair starting the process off, creating a pool of mediators, discussing it with Dan to a certain degree. I mean, you know, this is something we're actually trying to do some good here. I would say, I just want you to know, by the way, I know a professional mediator. I'm not getting a cut or nothing like that. This is no hatred. This is a white boy. I got no biological connection to him. But the guy didn't really cut anything. But I think because he does it for a living, he would at least be worth you talking to. I'll get the number to you somehow later, okay?
Madam Chair,
Marnie, do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Mark, is that you? Yes.
Could I speak? It's Alice.
I'd like to have my name on the stack. People just talking when they be laughing.
Yeah, I think Miguel was ahead of me. Go ahead, Miguel.
I think I should be on there, too, with
Alice.
Actually,
I think that Marty is the chair who calls on people.
Yes, please. So.
Thank you, Carol.
all right, so Miguel.
Okay.
Mark.
Plus Mark.
Alice.
Who else wanted to?
Alice.
Yeah, I got you, Alice.
Well.
Okay, Miguel, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I think that we need to follow some kind of procedures here because I don't think that we as the WBI have really a chance to really work in the problem that we are facing. Some time ago I asked Don Rojas for some help in trying to solve the situation that we have in our station. I think that to go ahead and start looking for somebody in conflict resolution, things like that, it seems to me like we're going to waste a little money, and I don't see that we can guarantee any success by doing that. I would like to ask this board to give us an opportunity to really work in the problem that we are facing. And I want to end it with this, and not as a criticism to Dan Rojas, but one, I talked so many times with Dan Rojas in terms of really providing some kind of leadership that he failed to provide, and I think
1 minute.
We need to have an opportunity to see if we can solve the problem among ourselves, because I'm hopeful that we can solve the problem.
Okay, thanks. Let's see, Alice and then Mark.
I'm at BAI too, of course, and I'm not sure that mediation will be useful, but I think it's worth a try because I see almost impossible situations at this moment at BAI, and I'm willing, you know, and eager to try mediation between whom and whom is part of the problem.
Well, and that's something I have spoken, you know, that's one of the things that a mediator would help determine.
Yep, so I support, you know, you're looking into a number of names, like the names Gerald is just referring to you to, too.
And how about we could just come up with that I will present those names to the executive director? Or,
yeah, fine.
And
Madam Chair, can I weigh in against it?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, I don't, and I understand the intention here, and I think it's noteworthy, but I have a couple of concerns, and I've got an entire folder called WBAI now. From all the different parties, and you know, I printed them all out and read all kind of versions of the same event, so I understand some of the difficulties here. My concern is twofold, actually three. One, I think we should wait until Dan can weigh in on this. He indicated, I believe, some of his staff board concerns have a little bit to do with this. I think we should wait to hear from him. Secondly, I think it would be important to give
CAI a chance to see, you know, what they can do. I'm getting a sense of some movement there.
And I know,
but that's just, you know, for me on the outside. The emails and that is vociferous as they had been. And then finally, I think that we could table this until we meet again in a couple of weeks that we said we were going to.
Okay.
Madam
well,
Chair,
may I? And if, how about two more people speak and then...
All right.
Who wants
Cheryl
to...
wanted to speak.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I think we have to step up to the plate. Dan's going to be gone till July 10th. If nothing happens between now and July 10th, and then we say, oh, well, let's go look for a mediator... It'll be a month or 2 months before any mediator is selected and anything happens. I think that Marty is... first of all, Don Rojas asked for help from the board. Marty has volunteered to locate some options, and I think it's a good idea to present those options back to somebody so that they'll be ready to move forward as soon as they can. And I also think it's important because this involves a standing committee of the national board, that there be some board person who, such as the chair, who does some research and finds some people to recommend.
Madam
it's
chair.
Not just a management issue, it is a board issue.
Could
so
I
would like to support Marty's resolution that she do some research and make some recommendations to whomever she... Marty, you weren't certain whether you wanted to make the recommendations to Dan or to Rojas.
I guess both, and I'm asking the board's advice on this. What do you think is the correct way to do it? And I would agree with you, Carol, that now's the time to do some research.
Right.
And see who's out there. And I guess I'd like to respond to the...
Well, I would
suggest... The idea that WBAI can do it by itself...
Well, why don't we...
Wait a minute. I think the recommendation should go to the WBAI board chair and perhaps the executive director because there are two parties at least to this mediation, so it should whoever is chosen should be agreeable to the board.
May I add one piece of information? May I add just one piece of information? This is new today. At the station was posted tomorrow. There is an entire staff meeting to which the LSB, of course, isn't invited, and this is written up as to discuss across the staff pay cuts and apparently job cuts as well. It's happening tomorrow, and this is not unrelated to the issues we're talking about of conflict between all kinds of parties there. It's part of the governance issue of the station, which is related to this conflict stuff.
That's why I believe what William said, Alice.
Yeah, go ahead, Miguel, and then wait a minute. Is there anybody else who, besides Miguel who hasn't spoken who'd like to speak?
Well, I'd like to respond to Alice who spoke more than once.
Well,
hold on just one second. Can I have a point of information?
Mine didn't really
Gerald, just a minute. I'm getting confused. Gerald, are you saying a point of information?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I thought that we had passed the motion at our... at the national board meeting to form an NBA committee. I mean, an NBA committee. Lord have mercy.
Very good.
Stop it. To form...
You're still mad about the Lakers.
Will you please, a Pacifica National Board, a committee of the Pacifica National Board, to look into this?
That's on a national level.
That's number 9 on the agenda.
Yeah.
That's, never mind.
Another thing, Gerald.
Okay, excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me.
How would people like me to proceed?
I thought that I was on my turn, and now I get it.
We got to end this meeting, you guys. Your secretary's losing it.
I'm sorry, Miguel. Can you be very, very
brief? I'm going to be very, very brief. I'm getting a little bit lost here because we say that we're going to do some. That's what the word said, an agreement. That we're gonna give an opportunity to WPAI to really to work out and our problems. One of the situations that we basically being at war and we never have a chance and we never try to really sit down and really discuss what are the situations that we are facing and I think that we should have that chance. And now when I was talking about to frame this antenna of the time, let's see, okay, I might want to start looking and checking and get information about conflict resolution people, fine. I think that Dan Rojas is the key person here to get involved and help and solving the problem. Now, if that didn't work, we are ready with the conflict resolution or whatever, but I think that we should have the opportunity to really try to work out in the situation that we are facing, because we basically never do that.
Marty, may I be on the stack, please?
Let's just stop, and we'll put it off to another meeting if we can't come to an agreement.
Please,
go
Marty.
Ahead, Dave.
I think that it's very easy to underestimate the value of these things. I was so impressed and so delighted that at the national board meeting that the facilitators or the trainers, even with as little advance notice as they had, as little background work as they had the opportunity to do because of the timing, the unfamiliarity with our rather complicated governance structure, still what a big difference it made in our ability to function. And I would really strongly like to support any effort to try and deal with the problems in New York that are deep. They're crucial to the well-being of the network. Those things have to be solved. And I would say that we shouldn't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. And let's move this forward as soon as possible and grant you the authority to do it, move it, and have some faith that it will help.
Marty, I think I had something to that.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, we've heard from one BAI PMB rep who says, give us time, and another who says, no, come in. The point I'm trying to make is, and from what I've read, you know, you can get opinions all over the place. I think it would be disrespectful, that's just my personal opinion, if I was the executive director, to not be a part of the discussion that decides to go in mediation and go directly to BAI without asking for how he's doing it, what his plans are for how to deal with this crisis. It is his job initially, not ours. Now, if he can't do it or provide the answers that we need, then we can intervene. But we didn't get to the agenda with him on that, and I think it would be unfair on our part to decide to do his job for him. And I wouldn't appreciate it if I were he.
Point of information from Roger. Aren't we just talking about researching some mediators, but not necessarily hiring them or dictating what's going to happen, just getting a list? That's
that
what you're
correct.
Talking about, right, Marty?
Well, it depends, because, I mean, like Dave said, you know, hire someone, get them in there. I mean, in other
words,
I'm not
exactly...
That's
not what Marty's saying, though. She's saying that she's just digging up a list of people that you could use if...
I'm just wanting to do research on it, so if the time comes, there are some choices, and it's not just one person, and it's not... No, we were lucky. We were so lucky with the facilitation we had. But this would have some sort of process to it. I'm not wanting to make the decision. I'm just wanting to get the ball rolling.
Well, would you inform, like, the...
Marty?
Yeah.
Don requested information and assistance. All you have to do is put the resources together and send them to him. And let him make the choice.
All right. Well, that's kind of what I'm wanting to get a sense of the board, if you feel that.
Well, we need a motion, and we need some leadership. So would Ambrose please make a motion so we can vote on it?
I move that Marty be authorized to search out resources that can be provided to Don.
I second that. This is Samuel Kateka.
To who? Don Rojas?
Yes.
Before it's reread, Ambrose, would you be willing to add in consultation with the ED?
Okay.
Of course.
Of course.
All right.
There you go.
Okay. Is there a second?
I seconded Samuel.
It's been seconded.
Can we vote on it, or is there
absolutely.
A second? I think we need to vote on that because I oppose.
Okay.
Wait, can we just read it again? I'm not sure.
All I have so far is motion by Elaine that Derlin research in consultation with the executive director. Finish it for me.
That's not what he said. Did she research and provide the information to Don and Dan? Was the motion?
Yeah, that was the motion. That I research consultation.
Well, there was
the research.
There was an amendment to the amendment
to assist Don Rojas in his request for mediation assistance.
Mm-hmm. And then it was Adelson's thing.
No. We're on Ambrose Lane's motion.
Well, what was the consultation with the ED part?
Well, somebody threw that in there, and somebody said it was fine. So
somebody write it down
and read it over the phone.
That she confer with the ED about what we've just directed her to do.
Right, but we need a motion that has all that in it.
Yeah,
that is
give
the
us
motion.
Some words.
Good night, folks. Sonali signing off.
Good night. Thank you, Sonali. If we could just go back, it was you said it, Ambrose.
Yeah, that the chair is hereby authorized to search out resources to respond to Don Rojas's request for mediation assistance, and that it be done in conjunction with the ED.
How about if she provide those resources to the executive director and Don? That way we don't have to wait for Dan to get back to work in conjunction.
No, she can call Dan. She can call Dan tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's right.
So.
Okay.
All right, can we vote on it?
Yes, please.
All right, let's vote. Roger.
Wait, which one are we voting on, though? Carol said something. I'm ready to go, too, but I just want to know which one.
What Ambrose said,
and then Carol, you said something else.
But I'm not the maker of the motion.
So I just want to know the motion, then.
Well, I think that if people get confused,
Roger,
I thought we were agreed to give it some time to research resources to supply to the WBAI general manager and executive director. I think I missed a little bit in there, which would be resources as requested by the general.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Requested
by Don
for mediation assistance.
Okay, requested by mediation assistance.
For mediation assistance. Requested by Don Rojas for remediation.
That makes a lot more sense. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And then do we have comma in, what's the other part?
Consultation with the ED.
Right, in consultation with the ED, period. So you got to put that in at the end.
Okay.
Got it.
A point of information?
Yeah.
My point of information is the one Rojas was asking for a conflict resolution from professional or asking for mediation of from the executive director.
Isn't that what, Madam Chairman, you're going to be researching?
What Don asked for was he asked the board in particular for mediation. He asked for mediation assistance.
Mediation assistance to the board.
Assistance at WBAI. That's what he asked for.
So we're voting now on
mediation assistance.
I call the question.
Okay, let's vote.
Second.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to get the wording right here. It is hereby authorized to research resources as requested by the WBAI general manager for mediation assistance and to supply this?
Yes, and provide it in conjunction with the executive director.
In consultation
was the first use.
But what is a consultation when you're going to provide mediation by professional mediation? I mean, what will be
that's
the assistance
to be research.
Folks,
you know, Bruce's move
resources.
Is that
nice
Marty
general.
Will do some research and give that information to Don and to Dan.
But the motion says provide
mediation assistance.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
Just for a moment, the request that we're responding to the request from Don Rojas for mediation assistance. That's where that phrase comes from.
Yeah.
It was his request.
We're not giving it to the BAI.
But I mean, I'm saying, are we going to be providing him mediation assistance? Or the names of mediators. So we have to make that clear.
No.
Authorized.
The research takes care of that.
That's right.
I just have to hear the motion one more time. It's late, y'all. We've heard a lot of motions. But I'm not just going to say if I don't know what it is. Sorry.
Why not? Roger.
Because,
I'm still throwing it together here. That Marty is that the chair is hereby authorized to research resources as requested by the WBAI general manager for mediation assistance and supply the information to the WBAI general manager and the executive director in consultation with the executive director.
Got it, got it. Okay, thank you.
Does that work, Ambrose?
Yeah, I have to accept it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm lagging. Is there any objection? Oh, I'm not the chair.
Is there any objection?
Yeah, I'm objecting to that.
Okay, we have to do
you.
A vote.
Well, that'll be good to find out if there's still enough people here.
We've got it.
We have a quorum.
Here we go. Dave?
What's the question?
Oh, Dave, I'll shoot you in the butt, man.
I'm here. I agree with whatever people think.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Teresa?
He abstained.
Henry?
I abstained. Go for it.
Henry's yes?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Sonali?
It's gone.
Ray?
Gone.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel?
No.
Manning, yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Gone.
Mark?
Yeah.
Julia? Vicky? Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
Yes.
So soft in her.
Is Zarina still here?
Yeah.
Yes.
You go, girl.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
No.
I have two no's, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, passes, thank you, and I will continue to research it, and I will call Dan about it.
Okay.
I'll be in touch with him.
Madam Chair, can
we... I think the one other thing that, well, we might...
Number five, and can we go...
Five. And then we could consider what to do after that. But let's present your resolution, Mark.
All right. I don't even have
it. Then please email it to me.
Pardon?
Then please email it to the secretary. I don't think I will.
This is Miguel. I think that I had to get off the phone. Sorry.
Just a point of order. My understanding is that the group can continue to conduct business until someone notices the absence of a quorum.
All right.
Serena is
going
to have to sign
off. Yeah, I mean, the only problem I have, I don't want to rush through something, you know, where everybody's not there. We hung up halfway through, you know. I can just hear the emails on this.
All right, well, let's discuss when we can come back
can
to
hear
this
email?
Other item. And,
I propose that we recess until 5 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow.
We have a WBAI LLC.
Yeah, I can't
I propose
do it.
That we put a recess until 5 p.m. Pacific time the day after tomorrow.
Hold on. No, I can't do that.
I think we need to have a two-week notice. Two weeks from today.
No, we're recessing.
Point of information, you won't have a streamer until next Wednesday.
Okay, how about we adjourn until next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific.
Could
I
speak?
Is that
you
on Monday evening?
May I speak?
I mean,
I
not
would
a
like...
turn, but Teresa.
Is that a motion?
Could I just ask, Madam Chair, I feel as on the PNB and the LSB Finance Committee, we really need this very badly, very fast. And if I could just make a request that Mark go through this and we vote it in, unless Mark or others are uncomfortable. It's just so important for the BAI treasurer to be able to do this.
Well,
can we read the motion
also
once?
Report that the National Finance Committee approved this resolution 11-1.
Right, and not only that, but I mean, I asked your treasurer. He said he's not having any objections to the information he's seeking, with the exception of the salary, which is not part of this resolution. That's why I'm not trying to hold off.
Okay.
But I haven't gotten any...
But he also wrote to you and said it's essential that we pass
Well,
it.
No, he did because he felt he might need that additionally, but he didn't need it at the moment.
Oh.
So, I mean, Alice is saying it's got to be done between now and Wednesday, and that's not what I'm getting from Paul.
Well, I don't know, but I know on the... from my side, there are lots of pieces of information I can't yet get at BAI.
Folks, the amount of time we'll spend talking about this is going to be longer than it would probably take us to pass it.
Well, can we read the motion, please, just for the hell of it?
Probably
fine. Are you willing to read the motion, Mark?
Yeah, I'll read it. I would have liked to have given, because I know Lonnie had objections, and I don't know.
Can we vote on it? Can we vote on the issue?
Let's hear it first.
Okay, let's see. I mailed it into you. I have
the old motion. And
it's the same one, except source documents instead of...
Why don't I read what I have and you can interrupt me?
Okay, why don't you do that?
This is what we passed in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Make sure I have
it right here.
Yeah.
From Houston, I believe this is it. In recognition of the bylaw requirements for local station board approval of local station board budgets, and in deference to the sensitive nature of salary information, the Pacifica National Board hereby authorizes the treasurer of each LSB to have access, as per their membership on the National Finance Committee, to all salary and headcount information for their respective local stations. However, when preparing a salary and headcount report...
Okay, wait, stop there.
Yes.
That goes into a part we don't need.
Right.
It's the first part of it, but it's... And other source documents. In fact... You have the green book, right? Alice, do you have the green book? Are you reading from the green book?
No, I printed this out, but I can see if I can
this
find
it. This is as amended. We amended the motion.
I've got the green book in front of me. Where is it?
Okay, go to Section 5.
Section 5?
Yeah, National
Finance Committee.
National Finance Committee report.
My book did not come with sections.
Oh,
so,
Lord have mercy.
I'm getting close to what you're looking for.
Okay, wait, y'all, wait.
I'll read it. I remember it was in the treasurer's report.
All right, here, I have it here.
Oh, here it is. I've got it.
All right, everybody has it now.
Wait, here, I've got it, Carol.
All right.
Okay, Section 5, this is the amendment that we're looking at. Okay, it says as follows. The National Finance Committee, well, actually would change now, would say the Pacifica National Board affirms the right of the treasurers of the LSBs, comma, acting on behalf of the local finance committees, comma, to have absolute access to all financial data, comma, including, comma, but not limited to, comma, salaries, comma, headcount, comma, and source documents which support the budget lines. Budget line items, sorry.
Second motion.
I second that if we're going to vote.
Period.
On.
Good.
Can we go straight to a vote
for that right now?
Can we vote it?
Right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
Are people willing to vote on it?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Let's take the roll then.
Okay, we need to read it over. You got it.
No, you got it.
All right.
I don't have it, but I'm just going to abstain because I don't ever get it.
I would like to be read one more time, please.
Yeah. Are there any objections?
William, we already voted for this almost.
Oh,
wait.
Come on.
Exactly. Every time I say I don't get it, it's like, well, William, we've done this already, so don't put it on me.
Okay, please reread it, Mark.
Don't be getting mad.
No, Roger, can you reread it?
No.
Okay, I'll let him
have it.
The Pacifica National Board affirms the right of the treasurers of the LSBs, acting on behalf of the local finance committees, to have absolute access to all financial data, including but not limited to salaries, headcount, and source documents which support the budget line items. Period.
Point of information?
Second. Yes.
Mark, when you say acting on behalf of the Finance Committee, is that a generalized statement, or does that mean that the Finance Committee has to authorize the Treasurer to ask for those things?
No,
it's generalized.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Mark, are you leaving out the second sentence?
Oh, yeah, the second one. I didn't see it, it's on the top of the page. When confidential information is involved, comma, the information will be reviewed in executive session only by the treasurers and the LSB members of the committee.
Okay.
That's the second part at the top of the page, mm-hmm. And that's what passed by the National Finance Committee 9-1.
Is this motions proposed by Mark Roberts, PFW, that document? Can you will email me
not.
The language.
It's in
you'll email you the language. I second it.
All All right. Can we vote now?
Okay. Yes. Roger, send the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee progress
report. Point of information.
Okay.
The point of information, those executive sessions on, because I know that some committees have open memberships, so it's in the executive session only is going to include the LSB members on that.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
And if you
I got the progress report. Which item in the progress report? Number?
Number one, under minutes approved.
Yeah, got it. Now I finally have it.
Now just take out Pacifica National Finance Committee and put in Pacifica National Board.
All right. And may I ask that you record in the minutes that this motion came from the National Finance Committee?
Yes.
Right.
And was approved 9-1.
Okay.
It's about to be approved now.
We're definitely going to have to wait about 45 seconds here.
Okay.
45 seconds.
So then we can vote on it, and then what are we going to do then?
Then I think...
Free speech radio.
This would be my suggestion that we adjourn until a week from today at 3 p.m.
Could we please
Roger cannot be here Wednesday. I have a huge website meeting, the first one in months on Wednesday.
Can we take the vote first and then just...
Let's vote, please.
We're waiting for Roger.
Wait, we're waiting for Roger.
From the finance meeting from the governance committee of the motion for Free Speech Radio News to see if we can pass it quickly.
Dave, I don't know
five,
what's on with your sound, but
four,
it's difficult to hear you.
Three. We have a lot of people talking at the same time.
Two.
So we have to take a vote on this. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah,
yeah.
Please do.
Oh, are we a little punchy or what? Okay.
Yeah, that's
getting
me.
Getting a little cranky?
Yeah, no, I just got a note from my wife.
Dave?
I'm on my third beer.
Dave Adelson?
Who is that, Gerald?
Not me.
Dave Adelson, how do you vote?
What happened to Dave?
Teresa
were
Allen.
Were there objections?
No.
Were there objections?
Yes.
Not one.
Yes, we need to vote. So
let's
go ahead.
Vote.
Call the roll.
Oh, that's right. William, I'm sorry.
Dave Adelson?
Yes.
Teresa? Henry?
Yes.
I didn't object.
You don't object?
Well, let's vote.
Are there
continue
any objections?
Continue to vote. Let's
you know,
go.
Folks, we're
Wait,
in the middle of the vote.
We're in the middle of the roll call.
Okay.
Well, if
Dave
we're in
Adelson,
the middle of the
yes.
vote, stop saying my name. I didn't object.
Okay.
There are no objections, Madam Chair.
Could we continue the roll call?
Dave Adelson, yes. Henry Cooper says yes. Sam?
No.
Sonali? Ray? Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel? Miguel?
I think
Manning, yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv? Mark?
Yes.
Vicky? Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Serena?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
Yes.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yes and one no.
All right, great.
Madam Chair?
So that is done. Excellent. Now,
Madam Chair?
Yes?
If we could have a reading of that FSRN resolution, if it takes a little while to have the SPP vote to form the group, et cetera, it could be an extended period of time before that group is ready to participate in negotiations that are going on right now.
That's right.
Have kinda, a
kind of immediate
because of the elections coverage issues. So I'd really like it if we could read, if the governance committee could present its resolution, and we could at least see if it's something we could dispense with rapidly now because there are subsequent steps that need to happen.
Is there any objection to going ahead and doing that?
No.
I have
no right here.
All right.
Whatever.
Which one?
I can read it.
Free speech
right.
Radio news.
Good. Go for it, Roger.
This is item 8 on our agenda, discussion and vote on a recommendation from the Governance Committee regarding board involvement in free speech radio news negotiation. From the Governance Committee, motion 1, that 3 directors will be elected by STV to participate and represent the board in negotiations with free speech radio news. That 3 negotiators within 2 days after a negotiating session shall prepare summary reports in writing to the board. 2, that the executive director will send to the board by email or fax no later than June 24th any written proposals he has received from Free Speech Radio News and an outline of the options and an outline of the options he sees for Pacifica and the outcome he would like to see in the negotiations with Free Speech Radio News. Three, that the board will convene on July 1st to consider and discuss the materials provided by the executive director and to give guidance to the board representatives to the negotiations. Those portions of the meeting concerning general board philosophy and policy overview concerning the free speech and radio news negotiations will be publicly webcast. However, some portions of the meeting may be held in executive session for more detailed discussions if the board deems it advisable in accordance with the provisions in the bylaws for closed meetings, Article 6, Section 7. And finally, four, that the final contract must be approved by the majority vote of the board of directors to become effective.
I have one
move.
I second the motion.
May
me
I
too.
Ask a question?
Yes.
In number three, the board will reconvene on July 1st to consider and discuss the materials provided by the ED. Will the ED be able to, since he's away on vacation?
No, he will not
be able to. He'll be on vacation.
So could we make that date later or, say, in the middle of July or, you know, whatever you think is appropriate?
Point of question, when did Dan say he was leaving?
The 25th.
The 25th.
All right, so we asked for his report by the 24th. And then we would need to reconvene when he came back. Those would be
right.
The changes. We asked for his report right away so we could consider it.
But what kind of report can he give between now?
Well, if he's been thinking about it for a year, I think he ought to be able to write something up in 2 days.
Right.
All right. Okay.
Also, what he really asked for is that we get anything written that's come in from Free Speech Radio News.
It says more than that, though, Dave. When I first read this, I was like, okay, by the 24th, that's in 2 days. That's not going to happen, especially if somebody's going away on vacation on that, you know. And then we're asking, the last part says that we'll reconvene on the 1st. Obviously, that's not going to happen. He won't even be back till the 10th. And we don't know what the coordinating dates are, so I'm a little concerned about how we're going to pass this motion.
It's a little premature.
Well, if I could
I think it's premature.
Dates can be dealt with if we
the
want.
The dates can be dealt with. The
motion.
Issues are a problem here. There are ongoing negotiations.
All we have to do, and number two.
Please, Carol, continue, please.
What Carol say?
Is there's an issue here, which is that there have been negotiations with FSRN. There was a meeting with FSRN last Saturday in Berkeley. There are discussions going on, and the board has really very little information about what is under discussion or what Dan hopes the discussions will result in.
Well, I have a point
and
of information, Carol.
Information,
continue, Carol, please.
I have a point of information because Dan Coughlin, before he left, said that there's no negotiations ongoing at this point.
Well, he meant that there wasn't going to be any before he gets back, I believe.
No, he didn't say that. He said there's currently none going on
and
none when
he gets
back.
But there was a negotiation over the weekend.
No, he means from now forward till the 10th.
Right, so what the issue here is one of getting information to the board soon, hopefully before Dan leaves on vacation. First, the proposal that any proposal that FSRN has submitted, and a summary from Dan of what he thinks our options are and what he wants out of this.
That's a lot to ask for in 2 days, Carol. I know negotiations have been going on for a year, but I'm saying if I were here and I'm sitting down, I mean, this is kind of complex, you know, thing. And I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get anything between now and Thursday that would be substantive.
A summary.
I'm unaware of
what you can get. People. What you can get is what he already has.
Right.
So number two should read that the executive director will send to the board by email or fax any written proposals he has received from FSRN. Period.
Period.
And on number three, that the board will reconvene at an appropriate time to consider and discuss the material provided by the ED and to give blah, 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 blah.
I second.
That's all you got to do.
Right, but I'm saying why can't we just do the number, realistically, between now, we're trying to get something in between now and when we meet again.
Yeah, we want
going to
be
between now and the next, so what if we just ask him,
require
by the 25th.
That he send to us by the 25th all whatever that he all
whatever he has.
He has
that's
received.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's
without asking
saying.
For the all that three part, but just for now, ask that we get the you know in our hands the Free Speech Radio news proposal before
yep.
he leaves town for vacation
and a summary of his ideas.
And perhaps number
yes.
one, too, that three directors be elected.
Yeah,
yes.
we need to get that done because it takes a week to conduct an election.
And also,
by
no, and also the final thing that's the contract is not entered into until it receives board approval.
Right.
Well, the thing is that